Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well, it is great to see each and every one of you here tonight, and we pray that your time of worship will draw you closer to the focus of Christ for this Christmas celebration. We welcome you from near and far, and we're actually in great need of some shepherds, a Mary and a Joseph, and other nativity scene characters. So, kids, please come. Where do we want them to come? Up front or? Oh, we'll go to the back. If you're interested in that, go see Deaconess Suzanne in the back. And they have costumes. It's really going to be awesome. So you want a special part in this. We've got some children who are costumed up as angels, I see. This is good. So you won't be alone, and it's a special opportunity. Okay, I think some are deciding, but thank you so much for being with us, and we're going to go right into our Christmas worship. Why don't we stand, and we'll sing our opening hymn.
Once in royal David City stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tonight we light our Advent wreath one more time, as we've been lighting through the weeks here in Advent, each week representing a theme that draws us to the coming of Christ. Love, joy, peace, hope. Tonight we light the Christ candle, for Christ has come. He has broken through the cosmos into our world and has come to be a baby in Bethlehem. like you and me, human flesh, to save us from our sins. And so we celebrate and light our Advent wreath this evening. Let's sing with rejoicing voices, O come all ye faithful.
Our first reading for this Christmas Eve is from Luke 2, verses 1 through 5. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. Sheep and cows can come up to the altar now when we're singing the next verse.
Our second reading today comes from Luke 2, 6 through 7. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Mary and Joseph may come up to the chancel area at this time.
Our third reading is from Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Angels may come up to the chancel now. Fourth reading comes from Luke 2, 15 through 20. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. All the shepherds may come up to the chancel area at this time.
Our fifth reading for tonight is from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 11. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Thank you. now, do we have any more animals or any more? Well, let's bring all the children up, can't we? Not that children are animals, not by any means. I'll get in trouble. Are there any more children that would like to come up? All right. Isn't this spectacular, Pastor Warren?
It's wonderful. I was wondering if these the sheep and the cows were going to have a shepherd there for a while.
Yeah.
But we got the perfect shepherd.
We do.
Yeah.
And Mary and Joseph. I was worried when Joseph came.
Yeah. Hi, welcome.
There we go.
Everybody's looking great.
I brought a... Oh, come on, girls. I brought a big book to read tonight. Is that okay? I have a big book. See, I'm getting older, so I need big books with big writing. Yes, I do. Let's see what's in this book. Can we look at some of it? Oh, it says, long ago, there was a man named Isaiah who told people that Jesus would come. This was a very, very long time ago. Did you meet Isaiah?
Was that Isaiah Thomas, the basketball player? No,
no,
I haven't met him.
No, you didn't meet him. Look at this page. What is this? What is it? Oh, an angel! And your halo fell off just when you said angel. Oh, look. And the angel came, and who did the angels talk to? Do you know? Who did they talk to? Mary and Joseph. What did they have to tell Mary? What did the angel have to tell Mary? What did she say?
You're going to have a baby.
You're going to have a baby. That's right. Is that how your wife found out she was going to have a baby? Did an angel come
tell
her?
No,
no angel in your household?
No angels in our household.
Not at all.
Let's just stop right there, can we?
You're in trouble, brother.
I know.
Here's another angel. We're not going to ask Pastor Warren about that angel at all. That angel's talking to a man. Who is that man? Who's that man? Who is it? Joseph. And what did the angel have to tell Joseph? You're going to get married to Mary. Yeah. If an angel tells you you're getting married, you're getting married. You know, that's just the way it is. All right. Next page. Oh, before Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph had to go to a special town. Who remembers the name of that town?
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. Thank you. Bethlehem, just in case you had forgotten, Pastor.
Yep.
Now, Mary and Joseph, they had to stay where? Did they stay in the hotel? No.
The Ritz-Carlton.
The Ritz.
The Ritz, yeah.
I don't think so. Where did they stay?
In the stable.
In the stable, of course. Not the hotel. And when Jesus was born, where did they lay him?
In the manger.
Yeah. And when they weren't putting babies in the manger, what were mangers used for? Do you know? What was it for? The animals would eat out of it. That's right. I hope they cleaned it out first. You think they did? I think so. They laid him in the manger, and then, oh, look what we've got. Another angel. In fact, lots of them. Lots of them, and they're in the sky. And what are they doing there in the sky? What are
they?
Yeah. They're telling the shepherds that a king is born. Excellent. And then the shepherds, what did the shepherds have to do? What's wrong with baby Jesus?
There,
well, baby Jesus probably needs to be washed off a little bit there. You see? Because baby's just born, and they haven't been cleaned yet. That's how they come. Any more details, ask Pastor Warren. Because there's no angels in his house, too. Okay, I'm going to be looking for a new job next year. The shepherds left the sheep, and they went to see the baby Jesus. By this time, Mary had cleaned up baby, and the wise men, what did the wise men do?
Follow the star.
They followed the star, and it led them right to? That's right. You know what? Can we fold our hands and close our eyes and say right after me, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For being born.
For being born.
For saving me.
For saving me.
For loving me.
For loving me.
And for Christmas.
And for Christmas.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, children. You can go back. You were so good. Can't you just hear a little buzz in the air tonight? Maybe you can even feel it. Can you hear silver bells? As Bing Crosby sings it. If you don't know him, Google him later. You missed a good one. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas, he sings. It's everywhere tonight. Last Friday evening, we were babysitting a couple of our grandchildren, so Charlie Brown Christmas came on. And Charlie Brown, you know, picks out that lonely tree with only a few branches for the Christmas program. He brings that tree back, and everybody just mocks Charlie Brown. Why would you pick such a terrible tree? It's bending over, the needles are falling out. And this just makes Charlie Brown even more depressed. And he wasn't in a good mood to begin with. He's in despair. He cries out, isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about? And then remember his friend Linus steps up and speaks those glorious words, in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared around them, and the glory of the Lord shined around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of boundless joy that will be for all of the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and singing glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among men in whom he is pleased. That's what Christmas is about. Emmanuel, God with us. It's God coming to touch us. Christmas Eve is when that membrane between heaven and earth is so thin, you can just about see through it. Tonight is the night that we measure all time against. On this one night, God chose to come to us in human flesh. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the greatest love story ever written. We've known this since childhood. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Conscientiously or subconsciously, most people this time of the year are truly trying to catch a glimpse of God. Christmas is that one time of the year when many people make that extra effort to find real meaning, to find real joy, to find some peace in their life. This is when people look for the heart of God. Imagine the world at the time of Jesus' birth. Imagine what Mary saw. The world was so busy. People were traveling from their hometown to register because of the proclamation of Caesar Augustus. Mary, along with Joseph, were one of those people. So much hustle and bustle. Everybody's so very busy. There were so many, you know, Mary and Joseph, no place to stay. So she gives birth to a son, lies him in the feeding trough, the manger. But the people didn't notice. Most people were so busy themselves, they missed the very presence of God. It's not that people are not interested in God. It's just that most people were all caught up in their busyness. And they end up ignoring God. I don't think the world has changed all that much. There's still the hustle and bustle. Everybody's still so busy. Does that mean we're not interested in God? No, of course not. No matter how busy you are, deep down in your soul, I am convinced that there is a desire to look into the heart of God. Tonight, I want you to walk to Bethlehem. Go near the manger. Stand next to Mary and see what she sees. And what does she see? A baby. And she's checking to make sure he's breathing okay, just like every parent. And yet she sees so much more. She remembers the promises of God. She recalls those promises and stares into the very face of that child. She realizes that she's staring into the very heart of God. And then the shepherds arrive, and they tell Mary and Joseph what the angels had to tell them. The crowd there around the manger, they gaze into the face of the child. And as the shepherds look at the baby, they realize they're looking at the very heart of God. And the shepherds leave. And the scriptures tells us that Mary ponders all of these things and keeps them in her heart. Everything her world needs is right there. Everything that her hustling and bustling neighbors and friends could ever ask for was right there, lying in the manger. The key to understanding God, to understanding the meaning of life, to eternity, is right there, lying in the manger. Mary lifts the baby out of the manger, and she hands him to you. And there you are, holding in your arms the one and only Son of God. And you look into his face, and you realize that you're looking into the heart of God. And in your arms you have everything that the world is longing for. While the rest of the world is hustling and bustling, there you are in the quiet of the night, considering the face of this child, considering the very heart of God. Why would the Almighty God do this? Why would he leave all of the glory and the majesty and power of heaven and come to earth? And outside, you see a shadow. It's a bright night. The stars are out, and one star seems to be shining especially bright, but you also see a shadow of a cross. And then you understand. You understand why the child came into the world, to give you eternal life. And you can't help but feel a little saddened as you look into the face of the child, knowing all of the pain that he will go through. So you hand the baby back to Mary. And before you walk away, you take one last look. And you see God's love for you. You see his mercy, his wisdom, his forgiveness. God has touched you this night. This year, like every year, millions of people, children and adults, are going to be opening countless gifts. Some are going to fit, some will be the wrong color. Or as a wife said after receiving a fine-looking dress from her husband, "Honey, you know, that dress is just way too precious to wear." Yes, many things will be returned, exchanged, or just kept in storage. But there's one gift that meets all of our needs. One gift that never breaks. One gift that will never wear out. It's a gift that's proper for a small child, a teenager, an adult, a senior citizen. It's proper for a boy or a girl, a man or a woman. The valuable gift, Jesus. And he says quite simply, with a promise, "If you trust me as your Savior and Lord, I'm going to set you free from all that hustle and bustle, the sin and death, and I'm going to fill you with peace and joy. And nobody's going to be able to take that joy away from you." And that peace, can't even describe it because it passes all understanding. There's a story about a Christmas pageant that, much like life itself, did not go quite as planned. I think it was in 1966 or a little before, at least from my research. Apparently the story is as true as I can make it to be. Wallace Perling was a 9-year-old boy with a learning disability. But the children all liked him. He was so much bigger than the rest of the children, but he never bullied them. In fact, he was the ever-present defender of the smaller children. Now Wally wanted very much to be a part of the Christmas play that year. He hoped he could be a shepherd. But one of the teachers had a different part in mind for him. She looked at him and says, "You know, he's big enough to be the innkeeper." And so it was that Wallace Perling got the part of the innkeeper. And he practiced and practiced so hard. The night of the play, everything was going beautifully. No one missed a line. At last, the play came to the part where Mary and Joseph are knocking on the door of the inn. "What do you want?" Wallace asked, opening the door with a little bit of a gruff gesture. "We seek lodging," came the response. "Seek it elsewhere. The inn is full." "But no, we've tried elsewhere. We've come a long way. We're very tired." "Go away," Wally promptly commanded. "There's no room in my inn for you." "But sir, my wife is with child. Don't you have a corner we can just..." For the first time, the innkeeper broke his icy stare at Mary and Joseph. There was a long silence. It was awkward. The audience was getting a bit embarrassed. They thought Wallace had forgotten his lines. "No, be gone," was the prompter from offstage. "No, be gone." Joseph placed his arm around his wife, Mary, and they began to move offstage. Suddenly, the Christmas program took a whole different turn. Wallace Perling could not stand it any longer. Large he was, cruel he wasn't. With big tears welling up in his eyes, he gave a performance that nobody there would ever forget. "Wait, don't go, Joseph. Bring Mary back. I'm going to give you my room, and I'll stay out in the cold." Some people thought the pageant was ruined. Most people knew a lot better. Wallace Perling caught the real spirit of Christmas. It was a giving heart of self-sacrifice. You see, the child in the manger is the light of our world, even when our world is in shambles. It is the child, the divine, and the human crossing paths. Christmas is where we find the Christ of God intersecting with all of humanity. Do you have room for him? Do you have room for him in your heart? When Mary touched the face of her newborn baby, she touched the very heart of God. Jesus is our living, breathing, immeasurable love that God has for each of us. This is the night that God sent out a love letter of cosmic proportions. This is the night that Christ entered the world fully God and fully human. Christmas, it's a living promise that none of us are ever alone. No matter where you are in life, no matter what condition you find yourself, no matter how far you can stray or how unfaithful you are, God, in all of his love, is going to continue to pursue you. For to us is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And all God's people said,
amen.
Will you join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer? Heavenly Father, we rejoice that you have made your dwelling among us, full of grace and truth, in the presence of your Son, the babe of Bethlehem. And may we greet your Son with anthems sweet and hasten to bring him our praises, for Christ is born the babe, the Son of Mary. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this night that you keep your promises and that you have provided your own dear Son, who has opened the door to paradise through the forgiveness of our sin. For Christ is born the babe, the Son of Mary. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this night that your Son, who became like us, taking on the form of a servant, now has changed us to be more like him, a servant. For Christ is born the babe, the Son of Mary. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this night that nothing can separate us from your love, not sickness, death, anything. And we pray for those who need to know your closeness and your healing presence. This night we especially pray for Art and Audrey, for baby Raylin, for Betsy, Dale, Diane, and Don. Lord, we also lift up Eb and Evelyn. We pray this day for John and Katie, for Kyria, for Marie and Phyllis. Lord, please bless and be with Ray and Roy, and also with Vernette and Walter, and with Will and for Vernette. We pray for those who experience a loss, especially for the family of P. Richard Pearson, who entered heaven on December 10th. And Lord, we also ask you to be with Yolanda and Herb Hansen, whose nephew has also passed away. However, Lord, we do rejoice in your healing presence. Christ is born the babe, the Son of Mary. Be near, near to us, Lord Jesus. We ask thee to stay close by us forever and to love us, we pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with you there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us stand and pray together our Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. And always. Tonight we remember our Lord who was born in the strife to bring us life. We remember his birth. But as we ponder his love and the events of his birth, we also realize that looming in the background of the manger is the shape of a cross. This child was born to die for you and me, for the sins and the salvation of the world. In him we place our hope and trust, for he removes our fears. We are sinners in need of a Savior. Silently, let us reflect on and repent of our sins. Let us also rejoice. Rejoice in the one named Jesus who came to save us from our sins. Let us confess our sins.
Lord, have mercy on us and hear our prayer. Us, save us, turn us away from our
name Jesus means Savior. He was given this name because he comes to save his people from their sins. His word and work have been completed perfectly for you and me. Receive your Savior's full forgiveness, along with his promises to remember your sins no more. As a called and ordained servant, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So be it. By the grace of God, I am forgiven.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Please stand. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, who made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light, you have filled us with the light of the world, who became human and lived among us. Let the light of our faith in the Christ child shine in all we do and say. In his name we pray. Live and reflect his light. Amen. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For God, who said, "Let the light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge and of the glory of God in the face of Christ. No longer will the sun be your light by day or the moon be your light by night. I, the Lord, will be your eternal light. The light of my glory will shine on you.
Oh,
you have heard the message of the angels. Now share it. You have sung the Gloria. Now show Christ's glory. And you have seen the gift. Now share it. You've been blessed to walk this night, to walk this night in the presence of the angels. Let your joy be full and your thanks sound forth. The Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you this night.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.